Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Epicurean Delights with your host, Randy Berg. Randy, it's great to see you. You happen to come right after the wonderful orchardist, Sam Behrens, from the Carpenter St. Croix Valley Nature Center. Look at all these great apples that are half eaten. So you're just taking advantage of this little buffet I put out
little
here.
Little buffet.
Yes. Are you an apple person?
I love apples.
Oh, well, this is...
The best way I love them is I core one.
You core one with
that little apple core thing.
Yes, I know that.
It's in the drawer that always gets stuck, so when you pull out the knives, that one.
Yes, I know exactly. It makes a little star, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you take the, then put the apple, put it all on a piece of foil.
Okay.
Take some cinnamon, sprinkle it on there.
Ooh.
Put about a handful of raisins in there and wrap it all up and bake it.
Where's the sugar?
No sugar.
No
sugar.
You don't need sugar. Don't need sugar.
Okay. Not for this.
Okay.
Save your sugar for other things.
Oh, okay. And then how long do you bake it?
45 minutes. 350.
45 minutes.
Oh, and it gets nice and good. And if you have some vanilla ice cream, it's even better.
And then you put it on vanilla ice cream, or do you just eat it?
Somehow get it out of the foil.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually a little interesting. But put it in a bowl and put some ice cream on it, and it's the best.
Wow, that sounds good. And what do the raisins add to this?
Oh, just add a lot of pizzazz.
Okay.
I don't know what raisins are for, so it's good in that. Very good. Instead of just apples and cinnamon.
Oh, yum. Okay. Well, I'll have to try that with some of my leftover apples, unless we eat them all. So, what is happening? Are you playing your harmonica yet?
No.
Yeah. Are you taking phone calls in the middle of our interview?
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I was, but I won't.
It's your show, though, Randy Berg. You could do whatever you want at Epicurean Delights.
We talk about food here, don't we?
We
talk about food, not phone calls.
Right. And we were talking about apples. So you enjoy an apple. Do you just enjoy, like, eating an apple?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I really like apple crisp, too. Here's a good apple crisp recipe.
Okay, is it
get a whole mess of apples.
Yep.
Peel them. Put them in like a 9x13, whatever those are, pan. And then 1 cup of sugar. There's your sugar.
Okay.
1 cup of flour.
Yep.
1 stick of butter.
Yep.
Mix it all together with your fingers.
With your fingers?
Yes. And then put a little cinnamon in there. Put it all over the top and cook it for how long?
Probably 45 minutes.
At 350, you bet. Our stove only has 350 on it. And our burners only go to high.
What about the crisp part, though? Don't you put like an oatmeal crumble on it or something?
No, that's what the butter and the sugar and the flour is. It makes a wonderful strudel top.
It does?
Yes.
Does it rise to the top then?
No, you put it on top. You put it on top of the apples. Just put it on top of the apples with your fingers. Pat it on there.
Oh, so you...
Plop it in.
I see. Okay. Huh. I'll have to try that. That sounds very tasty.
Except then you have to lick your fingers for about a half an hour to get all the butter off.
Weird. Okay.
It's a tough world we live
in,
isn't it?
I'm glad you don't own a restaurant. Okay, well, this is interesting. Note to self. I'm just making myself
So that's why
notes.
Lee never wants
do
me
not,
to go in the kitchen at Mini Thai. He says, Randy, don't go in my kitchen.
Don't go in my
Stay
kitchen.
Out of my kitchen.
Well, we're only like 4 minutes into our interview, and you already said your magic words.
Ah, I did talk to Lee from
Bimi Thai. Yes.
And things are going really well. He's so excited. The restaurant, there's a lot of takeout. There's a lot of other good things. He has a Bimi Express that they're working on in Red Wing.
Oh, so in a smaller space, you mean?
I don't even know. That's all I know. They're opening that up.
That's awesome news. And then how is the other restaurant, the Lotus?
The Japanese restaurant is not ready to open yet. There's all kinds of hoops to go through.
Of course, but this is also... owned by the same group.
Yes.
Wonderful. And we decided Japanese food was what?
Did
we?
A lot of noodles.
Oh, yes, noodles.
And noodle dishes, and then they will have a lot of sushi.
Okay.
But you don't have to like sushi. I don't care for sushi. If you knew sushi like I knew sushi.
Oh, what a gal.
Anyway, so I'm anxious for that to start up.
I am too, and we don't know the time or the date.
Well, now he said November. November it'll be. He thought it was going to be August, but there's always permits.
Darn it.
And there's people that are just slower at working than on paper.
For sure.
But that's okay. It'll be good.
Okay, well, good. And that again is in the former. We'll just say it originally was a Hardee's, the former Hardee's space.
Yes, or a bank. It was a bank, yeah.
So that is coming soon. That'll be really fun. Any new restaurants you've been to?
not a new one, but an old one that we've all been to.
Yes.
We decided some friends were coming from Eagan.
Mm-hmm.
So they started a day early and got here. And they had suggested a couple places. I said, hey, it is a beautiful night. Let's go to the best place on the river, which is the Legion.
The Legion. And American they've Legion. Upped their game on their food.
And we were there at 4:30 and the place was packed.
Oh, my goodness. Did you get on the patio?
We did. We had to push a few people off.
You know, like
you're
fine. Used to that. Didn't you say I'm Randy Berg, the host of Epicurean Delights, heard on AM 1460 and 97.7 FM?
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but I forgot.
Okay. So what did you have there?
Oh, I had a sweet chili burger.
A sweet chili burger. Okay.
Yeah, so it had a sweet chili sauce and some wonton strips, which I don't know what that does.
That's
but it tastes
interesting.
Good. And some cream cheese and some sweet potato fries. And
I have to say, you're very adventuresome.
Well, I'll try a lot of things if yes. I don't think it'll be too hot or spicy. I don't care for that. But our friends, they wanted to go to a fish fry. So they had the fish fry, and it was the best fish they've had.
There you go. I love it.
Huge pieces of fish.
And what came with the fish fry, do you think?
They had some tater tots or cheesy hash browns or something like that.
Have we already started fish fries?
I think they do it every Friday.
Oh,
there.
Well, that's
awesome.
It's
on the menu every Friday.
Okay. So, yes, the Legion is a wonderful spot. It's beautiful. You know, you can see a great view of the river, and the food is darn good. Somebody said there was a bowl there. Did you see that on the menu at all?
I think I saw it, but I wasn't attracted to it.
Okay.
Is that a good way of saying it?
I guess so.
I'm not
kind
a bowl guy.
Oh, you're not? I am.
Unless it's Rice Krispies or Captain Crunch. Oh, by the way, my favorite joke is I do crunches twice a day now. Captain in the morning and Nestle's at night.
But I'm bummed. I love that. That's a good thing to do. So that is a fun place. And were your friends from Eagan impressed? They don't have a river that runs through Eagan that they can go sit on a patio and overlook a river.
They said, we should go back.
Okay, great.
And then we were going to go to the football game, and there were so many people at the Hastings football game.
Well, that's a positive thing.
It was.
Awesome.
So we went home and had, we bought a pie at Perkins. And
grabbed four forks and called it a night.
Played some games, ate some pie.
I think that's fun.
It was wonderful.
Yes, I hope you used a KDWA certificate.
I had had one.
Why didn't you have one?
I could never get them in time.
Oh,
they're always sold out.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have an in here.
I wish I knew somebody.
Yeah, I wish you did.
I wish I knew somebody that mattered. That
fine.
Could do something.
Fine. I just keep coming in the back door, and, you know, they haven't said anything yet.
I tried to get in the back door, and it was locked.
Believe you me, I know the feeling. Well, tell us what else you have been doing. Where are some of the other places you've eaten out at?
I think, when our friends came to town before, we went to the Busted Nut.
Oh, yes, that's always fun.
The best chicken wings ever. Maybe I said that last time.
Okay,
they're
tell
huge.
Us more.
They're monstrous.
Do they have bones in them?
Yes, these are the bone-in wings.
Okay.
But all three pieces are attached. They don't separate the three pieces of the chicken wing.
So
even that funny little piece, there's even meat on that one.
And then what do you mean they're attached? To what?
They're connected.
Oh, okay. I thought they were attached like at the chicken still or something.
No.
Okay. Okay.
They cut the feet off. Maybe they'll send those to the Japanese restaurant.
This is brilliant. Maybe. I think you're onto something.
It's kind of a circle of life.
It is a circle.
Svenja. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. I see that hand.
Did you know that Dan Massman used to catch gopher feet or something? Wait, no. He used to have lines at farms.
And he'd catch gophers.
He'd catch gophers, and then he'd cut off their little feet, and then he would sell them.
Yes, I've heard that you can do that.
You can do. I don't know if that you still can, but he would sell them to, I think, Dakota County, and sometimes he double-dipped. He sold them one place, but they didn't keep them, and then he'd show them to another, and he got twice the payment.
Isn't As a pastor, I feel obligated to call somebody.
Oh, no. This shows what an entrepreneur he was back in the day.
Okay.
Yes, it's very exciting.
That's
yeah.
right. I noticed this bottle of water he gave me, the cap was loose. Obviously, it was refilled. I should wash it next time.
Yes, you should. So where else have you eaten?
We like going to Doogie's. Doogie's is a good place.
Oh, Doogie's is.
This place, good places all over town.
And Doogie's is cheerful, don't you think? There's a lot going on there, and yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you'll get there and the parking lot is full, and you think, we can't find a table, and everybody's in the back watching TV or doing whatever they do back there.
Well, it's a great place.
I'm not allowed back there.
Why not? What happened?
It's too dark.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
No, I can't see.
Oh,
I can't
you
see.
Can't see.
No, I
okay.
I can't see in the dark.
You can't?
No.
Well, nobody can really. Can they?
Well, I have a problem, but we don't.
Okay.
Won't
Are
get
you
into
still
all
taking
that.
Calls during our interview? That's right. Do I have to tell you? You're a professional here now. You should know to silence your electronics.
Phone. Yeah. Except I get on my wife when she silences her phone. She says, nobody calls me. Well, I call, but it's silenced, and so you don't answer.
Do you keep tabs on your wife?
No.
Do you know that 360 thing or that find my friends?
No,
find...
but I could tell you right now where her phone is.
Oh.
Because on my phone, yeah, she knows where I am, and
yes,
I know where
she
is.
I think that's fine, don't
it
you?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's all good.
Marriage is based on trust, I
yes.
think.
Yes.
And good food.
I think good food going out to eat is one of the secrets of a successful marriage.
Did I tell you what happened that the first year we were married, we finally moved into our own apartment. My wife did all the cooking then. I do most of it now. Oh. Anyway, finally, after about 3 weeks, I said to her, you know, you don't have to cook so much food. She said, you know, you don't have to eat it all. And then we discovered, which I share with every couple that I am going to marry in pre-marriage counseling. I say, you know, I grew up in a family of three boys. The meal was over when every scrap of food was gone. She grew up with three girls. Her mom planned on leftovers. And so they would eat and then they'd have leftovers. And then the end of the week, they had a big leftover night.
I
didn't know that. I didn't know what leftovers were. It was unheard of in our house.
Was it a contest every night or just you were always
hungry?
Oh, we're
always hungry. Three boys, always hungry.
Boys are always hungry. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome that you found each other.
We did. And it's worked out.
How many years?
Only 48.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
That's right.
So now you do 40 most of one, the...
40 wonderful years.
That joke never gets old
never
either.
Never gets old.
So you do all the cooking now? When did that shift?
I'm not sure. I think when we decided that, you know, if she handled the money, it'd be better. And then I would do the cooking. So when I was handling the money, it got messed up sometimes. So
okay. How about the cooking? Was she good at that?
Oh, yeah. Very
okay.
good.
Well, she's very competent is what you're saying.
She just does everything.
You're very lucky.
Sometimes I help her wash the car. Linda, do you want me to help you cut the grass?
We, in our neighborhood, there are some women that cut their grass, and my husband will always say, now that's a real woman out there. You know, he'll point out the window, and I'll be like, ah.
That's right.
It's fine.
Yeah, maybe she'll come over and cut our grass.
If we're lucky.
She gave her one of these apples. Well, they're all kind of mangled here, so you can't give them away.
No, but aren't they awesome?
They're good apples.
Yeah, so I think the Carpenter St. Croix Valley Nature Center has, I'm making this up, at least 15 plus varieties, and they all come in season at different times.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't know that.
So some will come in season in August, even. And the very first one they have is First Kiss, which is a relatively new.
Pretty new.
Yes. And then I think, is it Something Snow is the last one that comes in season in November.
Snow Angel, is it?
Something.
Snow. I don't know what it is.
That seems right. I don't know. But it's fascinating to me how they all taste so different. And then our orchard friend was telling us that the apples, let's say a Honeycrisp, because mm-hmm. it was developed here in Minnesota, now it's across the world that they grow them.
Right.
But they might taste different in another orchard in another country because they were developed for our very cold and wintry climate.
Okay. And even the soil might be different.
Mm-hmm.
There's more iron or
It's very interesting to
whatever.
Me. Yeah.
Nuclear waste in your soil. But get a little zip to your apples.
Something like that, yes.
I could eat those, and then I could go in the back dark room at Doogie's and be okay.
Everyone could see you.
Everybody
yes.
could see
You'd
me.
Be the flashlight for everybody.
That's right.
So we're still hoping that Carbone's is going to be coming back someplace sometime
soon. I just looked before we came,
yes.
and they said, we are opening soon to a new location. They wouldn't tell the location, though.
Okay, well,
but
we're
they
hoping.
Will, they will let us know.
Wonderful. I do love my pizza, so that's great. We have some wonderful places in town to get pizza.
We do.
It was just National Pepperoni Pizza Day not too long ago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you celebrate?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I do have a pizza on the seat of my truck as we speak.
Oh.
Ready to bring home and cook a Papa Murphy's pizza.
Okay, so you like to do all the work.
That's not a lot of work. Plus, it's cheap day.
Good to know. Okay, so you want to have larger. Some leftovers?
Yes.
Okay.
Pizza. For my wife. They're for my wife.
We always had leftover night, too. That was just foreign to you?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Or they would be leftover for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for a day or...
Until midnight.
Until midnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Where'd that meatloaf go?
Yeah. So our sweet son, I would have a pasta dinner for maybe 6, and I'd go to make it at night, and he would have stopped home briefly before he went someplace else and eaten our whole dinner.
Well.
Yep. Boys eat a lot.
They do.
Yeah, especially when they're growing.
They kind of graze. Kind of look and they eat this and then they eat this. And one of my grandsons, I guess he'll, my daughter says she'll wake up in the middle of the night and there he's making pancakes.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
In the middle
no,
of the night.
I'll
Why
smell
not?
Different things in the middle of the night. Though when you go to bed like us at, 8:30, 9 o'clock, the middle of the night is nighttime for most people, like 11 o'clock.
Remember back in the day, you'd stay up till 2, 3 in the morning.
No.
2 in the morning, and then you get up at 8 for class, but then you got to sleep for part of that class time.
Okay. No, not me.
Not you.
Randy Berg, we are almost out of time. Anything you want to add?
I think it's just exciting how many of the restaurants seem to be doing well in Hastings.
Yes, I agree.
And it's busy. If you go to any of the places, the mm-hmm. parking lots are busy. And
it's good to see.
The restaurants are busy. Like I said, the Legion was full. We went downtown, and trying to find a place to park is hard, which is a good thing.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, somebody's making money and somebody's spending money. And
well, and again,
together.
So many of our restaurants in Hastings are privately owned. They're family owned. They're not part of a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And we should really support them. We should support all our wonderful businesses. But when you go to a restaurant that is owned by a family, you know that family, and you're making a very big difference in their life.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's
this
right.
show is so fun. It makes a difference in everyone's life, I'm sure.
Well, it's fun. Fun for me.
Well, good. That sounded like the theme from Rockford Files.
Close.
What was it?
I think it was part of, I don't remember.
Okay. Epicurean Delights with your host, Randy Berg, is heard exclusively on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Be there or be square.
I love it.
All
goodbye.
Right.